Hello, my imaginary friends. This is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, and it is Wednesday, the 30th of November, day 30 of Napod Pomo, and I've made it. I have recorded an audio boo every day throughout November. And what an interesting experience it's been. Well, certainly for me. As somebody said in an audio boo recently, it's really for content producers rather than people on the receiving end. And I have great admiration to you if you have actually listened to every single one. I think maybe a handful of people have, but I know there's quite a few people who've just listened to the ones of interest to them, and that's fine too. You know, all listeners are good in my book, and I've had a quick look through the number of listeners to each one, and the most listened to audio boo I did was A Matter of Life and Death, which was about my reaction to my Uncle Chris's death. And as I've said previously, I think that that one has been listened to people for whom that's the only audio boo that they'd ever listened to, because it actually got sort of sent round by email and Facebook and so on to members of the family and other people who knew Chris. So I know that that one has had quite a lot of interest, and I've also had a lot of feedback on that one, which surprises me in a way because it was quite a hard one to do. I wasn't sure whether I should do it. So to have had quite such a positive response is quite heartwarming, really. And there's a sense that there's a lot of people all supporting each other with coping with what somebody called a Chris-shaped hole in the world. And we will gradually recover, eventually, most of us. But yes, it's been something that's been a very big feature of the last few months, is dealing with that. So why did I say hello, imaginary friends, at the beginning? Well, it's because I know that some of the people listening to this and listening to previous boos are people that I've never met before, actually face to face. And yet, I feel that I'm getting to know a range of people through audio boo and also through blogging, getting to know people I've never met. And of course, SM2N says, "Hello, my imaginary friends," at the beginning. And I think that he argues that even if you have met people, you are just talking into the ether and hoping that somebody will be listening, and it may just all be a figment of your imagination. And interestingly enough, somebody who has a blog called The Bling Boy, and this is boy as in life boy, has written a post today. She's called Misha, and she's written a post called My Imaginary Friends about how she has met people virtually and then gone on to meet one of them in real life, and realised that her imaginary friends are starting to become just as important to her as some of her real friends. And also to make sure that you're always aware that those people who are commenting, who are listening or reading and commenting, you know, that there is a real person behind that, and that imaginary friends are extremely valuable. So in a month where I have tried to focus my audio boos on things, on aspects of life, things that help life to be more bearable in November, I wanted to express my gratitude to my imaginary friends who have listened to these boos and who have read my blog posts and who have commented or fed back, or even if you just listened and not said anything at all but just been racked up in my listener figures. I really, really appreciate you, each and every one of you. So that's all I have to say for today. Bye for now. I probably won't be speaking again tomorrow, but I will be speaking again soon.